well, this is just a little story, but we were looking for Vaughter Cemetery, which is out in the middle of nowhere, okay? And there was an 1839 burial there for one of our people. So we knew, we're on the road, we knew the cemetery was over there. But how do you get to over there? So we would go and knock on somebody's house and say, we're looking for the cemetery, can you help us find it? And in this case, the gentleman was very nice, and he first said, well, you go, you da-da-da-da-da, okay? And I'm like, sure, yeah, we can get there. And he said, would you like me to take you there? And I said, yes, that would be wonderful. So we went down the lane around the barn, you know, keep the field on the left, the timber on the right, and he stopped, and we got out, and he looked at me, and he said, are you allergic to poison ivy? I had on my shorts and my sandals, and I said, I don't think so. And he goes, that's good. Go over this fence, follow the deer trail to the next fence, go south, and you'll run into the cemetery. And we did. Before we crossed the fence, he said, a lot of those stones are gone, so don't be surprised if you don't find what you're looking for. Oh, okay. Well, we went, followed, I felt like Hansel and Gretel, you know, you needed to leave a little crumb trail so we could find our way back, because you go down the deer trail, hopefully you take the same one back. But we did find the cemetery. We walked into the cemetery, and the first stone we walked up to was the one we were looking for. You know, it's a very rewarding and gratifying experience. But it's not a project for those people who are easily discouraged. You have to have some perseverance.